104.9 The Honk, the Lakes Region's best rock. We got a great comedy show coming to the Flying Monkey in Plymouth. It's three incredible people that you know from around New England, Lenny Clark, Kelly McFarlane, and I'm joined on the phone by the one and only Jimmy Dunn. Thank you very much for taking a couple minutes to call in and chat, man.
My pleasure. That's going to be a good night, man. Those are two of my best friends.
I was about to say, I know last time you came around, which was 2 years ago, you Kelly was with you. Put on a great show, and you've known Lenny for a little while.
Oh, Lenny, I've known Lenny since I started this. He's when I was a young comedy pup, he took me out on the road. We went all over the crazy world together. He was the first guy to cut me into Las Vegas, opening up for him, and I still travel a lot with Lenny, but not as much as I used to, and I enjoy it, man. He's just so much fun.
Now, is there a big, I would imagine that there's a little bit of a difference of when you're going by yourself with like an opener, and then there's three of your friends and people, your cohorts that you've known for years going on tour. Do you have to adjust the bits in the show at all when there's more of you?
No, you don't have to adjust the show at all. It's just more comedy. What you do have to, you kind of have to pace your day. Mm-hmm. Because Lenny will absolutely wear you out with his energy and making you laugh. And no, it's the show behind the show is even more fun because it's just nonstop hanging out with your friends. When you're on the road by yourself, I mean, I'm very lucky. I got a cool job and everything. But there's a huge difference between being in a city and just exploring by yourself or being with a couple of your dear friends. It's like being on vacation with these guys.
I agree. And like you said, you've got a cool job. I think I have a cool job. I just love what I do as you love what you do. If you weren't doing comedy, have you ever thought about what you would do if you had to get a real job?
Well, so my dad painted houses for a living, and his dad before him painted houses for a living. they used to paint all these fancy mansions and stuff. And when I was a kid, I was 13 years old. They put me up on the steeple of St. Margaret's Church to paint the steeple.
Ooh.
And I got attacked by bees, and that's when I said, I got to come up with something else.
I can't do that. I'm afraid of heights. I can't do that at all.
I don't know what I'd be doing. I don't have a whole lot of marketable skills. I'd probably run some sort of scam down on Hampton Beach or something. But thank God I did find the comedy scam a long time ago because it's brought me all over the world. And, you know, like you, I love my job, and the best part of my day every day is that hour I get on stage. So it's I'm very lucky that way.
Talking with Jimmy Dunn, he's going to be part of the Boston Comedy Blowout at the Flying Monkey in Plymouth this Friday, July 11th. Tickets on sale right now, flyingmonkeynh.com. And I was perusing around on the internet, and I just came across this yesterday, and it was hilarious. Tell me about Burger Run.
Burger Run, yeah.
How did that start?
This is how it started. I love burgers. And I was watching some shows on the internet. People were doing interview shows. And I said, hey, I could do one of these. So I bought an old 1968 Dodge Dart when I was out in L.A. And I put a couple cameras in it. And I took my friends out for burgers. And it became Burger Run with Jimmy Dunn. And we do these little videos. We drive around. We go to a burger joint and get a burger. But I do a little interview with my famous friends while we're in the car. It's a lot of fun.
The first one I saw popped up was you with Joey McIntyre, and that was hilarious. And then I saw you talked with Scorch. You had a good seven videos.
Yeah, I got a handful of them, and I'm going to do a second season. Hopefully this winter, I'm going to do more of them. But yeah, Joey Mac is. He was my brother on the McCarthys, and, mm-hmm. and we became really good buddies. And he also sort of took me into his world, the New Kids on the Block fans, and they are fantastic. And just this weekend, I had a whole bunch of them come out to one of the shows I did. And so they sort of follow me now because they were following Joe and caught on with me on the McCarthys. So Joey's a great guy and super talented, man, and so much fun to be around. I miss that show a lot.
It was something that I think was cut short long before its time. Like, you guys, you started it, and I think you had, like, the cult following, and then it just ended too soon.
It's a weird world we live in when 7 million people a week is not enough to keep a TV show on the air. That's the reality of it. And, I get fans every day coming up to me. Every night I'm doing a show. What happened? What happened? What happened? And it's like, well, look, it wasn't us. It wasn't us not trying. But that being said, it was the best year of my life. I had an absolute blast, and I got to play like a TV star for a year, and it was really, really cool. And I met some friends that, some people on that show that'll be friends forever, so.
Talking with Jimmy Dunn, he's going to be at the Flying Monkey in Plymouth with Lenny Clark and Kelly McFarland this Friday. Last time you and I talked, we chit-chatted a little bit about our reactions when the Patriots beat the Seahawks with that catch by Butler and how that how it was such an amazing moment. How were you feeling third quarter, last Super Bowl, down by 25 points? What were you thinking?
You want the truth or you want the lie that everybody in New England says?
No. I want the truth.
I've never been more sick to my stomach than I was at that particular moment. I couldn't fathom what I was watching. And I felt like the world was going to end. And then with the sack and the penalty.
Yep.
And all of a sudden they're out of field goal range. That's when I went, oh, don't crack that door open because Tom Brady's going to make you pay. And there was no doubt in my mind that we're going to get both those touchdowns and both those two-point conversions. It's just once he gets on that roll, you go, all right. He goes, you know, he's Superman, man. You just go, oh, I can't believe this, but he's going to do it. And it was just incredible what they did. Absolutely incredible. But the truth, sick to my stomach. Never felt worse in my life.
Oh, I was there with you. Third quarter, we were down, and there were some people that kept saying, oh, I knew he'd come back. We've seen it time and time. And those are all the haters.
Liars.
All the haters were saying that. And I'm sitting here going, I've heard about him. I've heard about him doing it, but yet I had never seen it. And I had seen twice before where he had come back, and then the Patriots ended up losing. So for me, it was just, oh, God, this is bad. And just like you, when it started to turn around, I was feeling it, but I was never certain when they started rolling.
Before it started, though, I was planning on how I was going to not turn a television or a radio on for the next 8 months.
Oh, so was I. Well, our sister station is is a WEEI affiliate, so
yes.
I knew the next day the station that I programmed was going to be lambasted by just everybody. I was not looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, I was not either, but I honestly did once you could see the look in Brady's face, and you could just, and Edelman too, man, that cat.
Oh, yeah.
So they just prepare for this, and they just, if they prepare to succeed, they prepare to win, and it's really amazing to watch.
Talking with Jimmy Dunn, he's at the Flying Monkey in Plymouth this Friday with Lenny Clark and Kelly McFarland. What are you going to do throughout the rest of your summer? I know you got some shows. Are you working on any appearances, any sort of online stuff at all? What's next for Jimmy?
I'm doing a lot of stand-up and traveling and doing all the New England gigs.
Nice.
Which is a lot of fun. I just did the Nantucket Comedy Festival, which was a blast. And then I had my annual festival here in Hampton that we just did, and that was a really good time. And I started finally doing a podcast with my buddy Tony V, one of the funniest comedians I know in the world, and it's called Two Boston Guys Whack Up a Pie. And the premise is that we get together once a week and we eat a pie and we do a podcast and we work on the things in the world that are bothering us and we try and fix them. So we're getting a lot of action on it on the internet. We're having a blast doing that, and so I'm going to keep doing that until the winter, and then the winter I head back out to LA again. I just did a Netflix show called Love, which is a really, really funny show on Netflix, which is going into season 3, and I'm going to be on season 3 this winter. So I'm excited about that, and I'll be back out in L.A. trying to get on another TV show and trying to get my mug back on another billboard on Sunset Strip.
Well, those are some good goals, man. I wish the best for you.
Right.
And where can people follow along? Where can people get the podcast? Where do they subscribe?
If you go anywhere where you get a podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, Laughable, all that stuff, just type in Two Boston Guys and we'll come up. Or you can just go to twobostonguys.com. It's all right there. Or jimmydunn.com. That's where I am.
All right, Jimmy. Well, thank you very much again. It's always great to talk to you. I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you, Lenny, and Kelly this Friday, Flying Monkey. Tickets still on sale, flyingmonkeynh.com. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. I know you're talking to Frank on our sister station, so enjoy that, and we'll see you Friday, all right?
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jimmy. More music coming up. It's 104.9 The Hawk.